DW.
What climate change impacts are becoming apparent in Kenya?
Northern Kenya has been disproportionately affected, and the impacts have been profound, especially droughts and repeated cycles of floods. We've also seen impacts like livestock disease outbreaks, depreciation or lack of grazing lands. The communities in northern Kenya are mainly pastoralists. They keep livestock and they depend on livestock as their main source of livelihood. This livestock depend on the pasture, the grazing field, and the water, which is available in order to survive. And these are actually the items which are severely impacted by the impacts of climate change.
How are these climate change impacts expected to develop in the decades to come?
So looking into the future, we are likely to see more intense and frequent cycles of drought and floods. We are likely to see new disease emerging. We are likely to see outbreaks affecting our livestock. And the challenges may continue impacting our livelihoods directly for a foreseeable future. The irony about it is that the people who suffer most actually had no role in creating the climate change that we're already suffering.
Your group works with the rural women, and how are these climate change impacts affecting them?
When the men travel for long distance, they leave the women behind without any incomes. And so the women have to struggle and work hours on end to try and find food for their families. Women are also not able to provide nutritious foods for their households. And sometimes children experience persistent malnutrition with very poor health systems around.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from some of these women shortly. We have two individuals. What can you tell me about Mercy Lekolo?
Mercy Lekolo is one of our very successful, we call them participants, coming from Samburu County.
Yes, and let's hear from Mercy Lekolo herself.
In the past, drought used to affect us so much. Our livestock died, and the few animals left were driven away by others in search of pasture. As the men left to find work, they could only buy us maize, flour, and cooking oil. This was such a challenge, especially for pregnant women. When a pregnant woman visits the clinic, she is advised to eat a well-balanced meal. But when she goes back home, she has only maize flour and cooking oil, so that's what she eats. This really affected our health, as well as the health of our children. Our health deteriorated.
And we have worked with Mercy, provided her with a grant, supported her and her group to establish their business, so that she's able to get that income to support her household.
And how about Grace Naker? What is her story?
Grace Naker lives in one village called Ngaremara. This is a village found in Isiolo County. She didn't have any source of income, and she was actually left with nothing.
Well, let's hear from Grace Naker.
When drought came, it destroyed all our livestock and sources of income. It left us without anything. When it rained, everywhere was flooded. It destroyed our business and homes, and people had to move far away to look for higher ground to live.
After we identified and enrolled Grace, we also provided her with the grants and supported her to start a business. And from this business, Grace has been able to generate income alongside her other group members to support her children and take her children to school.
Grace Naker talks about that. Let's hear from her.
Even during COVID, when the schools were closed, we were able to pay their school fees on time. Our vision is to improve our lives, to educate our children, including up to university, and get great jobs. We want our businesses to keep on growing so that we cannot go back to where we were before Boma intervened.
Just like you and me, these women also have dreams. And their dreams is to make sure that they grow and become leaders in their communities and their children grow to become serious people, respected leaders within their societies.
Yeah, as a mom myself, I think about, you know, you do everything for your kids. Okay, so you talked about the investment of $300 for three women kind of at a time. And so this is a pretty small sum that somehow seems to make a very big difference in these people's lives. But in light of the climate change impacts that are expected to really scale up in the decades to come, will that assistance be enough?
In addition to this grant, we also support the women to form what we call savings groups. And savings groups, they can be able to accumulate their money, loan each other, so that they may be able to even expand the businesses that we help them start. So over time, we have seen women really grow these businesses from the small sum that we provide at the initial stage and become really big businesses that employ even other people, including men, in their societies.
Mercy Lekolo also had something to say about that. Let's hear from her.
Saving has really been of benefit to us. We were given mobile phones and saving boxes, which made it easy to run our businesses. Our savings are put in the saving box. With savings, there is no stress. We can use it to boost the business, and it's easily accessible. Any woman can approach her other women business partners and agree with them on when to pay back the amount.
Why do you think it's important to help the most vulnerable people in society?
The most vulnerable people suffer disproportionately. They are the most impacted by these challenges. When there is drought, they lack food. They can't get the 2 meals a day. They can't afford it. And even if they get that food, it may not be nutritious enough. They cannot access medical facilities. They do not have money to pay school fees for their children. They cannot get even, basic household necessities. And so it is important that even as we plan for our interventions, we go down to target these most vulnerable so that we can put them to a level where they can become self-reliant and resilient to the impact of this climate change. If we fail to do that, then we are going to see more and more human suffering. DW.